life.
I only raise bosses. Only boss niggas around me, man. Raise your hand before you talk to me. You're not a boss to me.
Hey, pussy niggas not no boss to me.
Hey. Hey, pussy nigga, raise your hand before you talk to me. I'm a boss, I like exotic shit and talk is cheap.
Hey,
I been getting knocked off without a loss of sleep. Why they calling you the boss? You not a boss to me.
Not a boss.
Fashion killers, we'll smoke your nigga wearing Saint Laurent. Passing niggas, cuz up to 50, JoJo play with Glocks. Boy, you was way too broke there, but see my op. They'll find you in a nigga trunk just like a speaker box. Made nigga, I got paid killers, do them hits for free. Them same killers, put them on your block, they spin that bitch for real. Lame nigga, I got aim with it when I aim. I'm a paid nigga, I sell painkillers by the page. You gon' pop it off, tell him knock it off, that nigga cotton
that
off.
Gon'
cut me off and I'ma slam dunker like a tomahawk.
Like a tomahawk.
Man, bro gon' slide for me, so don't get involved.
Don't
just
get involved.
You a dirty nigga, bitch, you not a dog.
Bitch, you not a dog. Just because you dirty niggas out here, bitch, you not a dog.
Lame ass nigga.
Paid killers, bitch, don't get involved. Gang.
Hey. This real shit run up in my veins, I can't fake. I'm the next nigga up and all these niggas can't take. I can't tell if you a fan or op, you always fucking hate. I can't take these niggas with me, I'ma leave you if I make it. It sound crazy, I stop fucking with them scams for the gram. But I'm on that same shit if I still find a hand. I hope I make it off the music, tired of doing drug dealing. The streets cold, keep your pole, I can't show no love, nigga. Niggas hoes, niggas lame, you ain't sliding if you ain't gang. One way gang until I die, I'ma put it on a chain. It was me and CJ. Four hoes switching lanes. I'm the artist, steal or shoot it. I blow a nigga brain. I'm a marksman with this bitch. I shoot from long range. I was born in this shit. They ain't have to teach the game. I sat back and wait my turn. I watch niggas force they hands. I seen niggas switch for hoes and turn they back on they mans.
How the fuck is you a boss when you let your team starve, man? Made a killing off that. But still fucking with the
drugs. Trap going crazy ever since Auntie dropped. Let's have a meeting in the kitchen. Who been fucking with my pot? Tired of playing with these niggas. I put a brrr on my Glock. Up 50 in the battle and dropped 100 on my ops. Trap going crazy. Bitch, we got the blues in. Run the OJs to the 8 like juice man. Stepped on that paint 3 times. What is you sip? You ain't tapped in with Sid Dollar. How is you crip? Turn this bitch to GTA. I got a new mission. We gon' run up in that nigga house cause he a stupid PPP loan and called him roof Chris. Shot him broad day and valet, now he a news clipping. I ain't had to make that nigga mama go through that shit. Hit him with them 7.62s and made him backflip. Been verified, nigga house, I got the address. Sneak in quiet as a mouse and spray the mattress.
Pussy, Rex World, nigga. It's the lead.
Yo, yo, yo. What up, though? What up, though? What up, though? Back with another one. Shout out to the people pulling up. I see mama in here. What up, mama? What up, though? I know you're going to have some good questions. I already know. I'm already anticipating you to drop some good questions in the chat. Winters will be here shortly. Give him the proper introduction, of course. Glad to be here with you guys, man. Wednesday. I can't recall last time I did something on a Wednesday, man, but here I am. Also, TTP Uncut will be dropping in about an hour or 30 minutes. I also might be doing something with Gabino Grimes today over at Mike Masters. I don't know. We'll see. So shout out to him. And everything they got going on over there. I like to meet the whole team over there. Like, I don't know who all. I feel like I'm just giving him. What you mean? No, you can't let us rock. I don't know who all over there. But I would love to meet the rest of the staff because that Mike Masters car look crazy, man. That Mike Masters car look crazy. I got to get the flyer so I can start posting it on the screen. I'm slipping when it came to that. Mama Ward in the building as always. I'm here listening. Love to Mama Ward. Love to Mama Ward. Appreciate you being in here. You know, I just told your boy that He supposed to be Mr. Sports Bar King. If he don't somehow make a bar out of the Caitlin Clark situation or the Cam Newton situation, I'm stripping him of that title and I'm giving it to myself. So when next time y'all have an exchange and it's battle rap related, let him know he's on the clock. A Ward is on the clock. He got about three more. I know he got like a lot of battles because he already said it. In his next three battles, if I don't hear some type of Caitlin Clark bar, if I don't hear the Cam Newton situation somehow, I'm stripping him of the Sports Bar King title. It is done. I love you, Mama Ward. You know that. It's nothing but love. You've been nothing but hella supportive. But he is dethroned. He on the clock. That's it. That's all. No beef. Listen, what up, Casey in the building? What's going on? Love all the women support. Man, I know it'd be like shocking to the fellas when they come in here and be like, damn, it's mostly women over here. Just like a secret society just full of women who are knowledgeable, smart, and got jobs. I know it's like kind of mind-blowing over here. I know it's got to be refreshing to be over here, right? Ain't y'all tired of just ashy elbow Negroes just all up in the chat causing chaos? If you tired of that, come on over to Top Tier Podcast, man. Come on over, man. Jeez. Casey, we're gonna forever. It's nothing you can do. There's nothing you can do. You can't escape. You can't escape me. We're gonna forever be good. You're gonna have to just deal with it. My bad. I forgot. I missed it. But we're gonna forever. You know that. I'm that person. When they be showing those movies with the dude or the girl, be like, we ain't over. It ain't over. That's me. No, we ain't done. We ain't through it till I say we through. I'm that person in that movie. No, it ain't. I hear what you're saying, but no, it ain't like that. We ain't done. Yeah, that Mike Masters card looking real. Mike Master card is looking phenomenal, man. Phenomenal. I need to listen, man. Times is hard, bro. I can't make it out to Utah. They're gonna have to treat me like a baller. Yo, Casey, that was unnecessary. You did not have to say that. But no, I'm not. You hit below the belt a lot. I gotta watch out for you, man. That's crazy. But yeah, no, seriously though. Mike Masters, shout out to y'all, Utah. I need to find a way. I'm gonna figure it out. What's a flight from Detroit to Utah? Maybe I should ask Marvin Quest. Stay on the card. What that flight looking like? Cause I don't know, man. I don't know, big dog. I don't know. But yeah, like I said, we got Winters pulling up shortly. He's doing something regarding a pet or something I saw. So he'll be pulling up in a minute. The thing about, the StreamYard setup is very easy to enter. Like, it's very easy to just, to come through. So I'm waiting on him. But yeah, Mama, you see her? You see her taking shots? And I went very light on her Eagles this season. Very light. I went very light on your Eagles this season. I had so many jokes lined up, but I know that type of hurt. So I didn't want to do that to Casey because I got love for her. She my homie. But you know what I'm saying? I ain't going to do that. But next season, I ain't going to be as nice. I'm telling you. Y'all done lost Kelsey. Y'all done lost Kelsey too. Ooh, who y'all center going to be? Like, who going to be y'all center? Ezekiel Elliott? And the reason that is hilarious because I remember the last play of the game against the 49ers. They was trying to go for some razzle-dazzle play to Cowboys. That was his last season there. And they had this fool lined up at center. I just didn't understand the math with that. I'll never forget watching that playoff game. They down. They was trying to, make a big play. Yeah, this nigga, like, why is he lined up at center? Like, what type of trick play could this work? Like, Yo, Casey, you remember that? Crazy, crazy. Yeah, I know that type of hurt. Oh, oh, mama, mama, Buffalo. I know y'all know that type of hurt. I love your mama, but damn. Woo wee. That was insane. That was insane. But yeah, I'm gonna let that be. I'm gonna let that be. No, don't go nowhere, Casey. You good? You right here, right here, right here. We good. Casey said, I'm Dominican. It's cool. You Dominican for real? I ain't know that. I ain't know that. Everybody a bit of something out here, man. So I guess everybody a bit of something. I need to see y'all. I need to see y'all. Ancestry.com and what's the other one? 23andMe or whatever that shit is. What's the other one? I need to check that out. I did one of those. Turns out I'm French, German. Well, not German. What was I? French, Nigerian. What was the other one? French, Nigerian something. I got that in my blood somewhere. I don't know. It was something else. Some other joints that just didn't add up to me. Like, oh, yeah. BBG Media. What's good? What's good? Oh, it's the Nigerian. Yo, see, this is what I'm saying. Hey, you know what? I'm going to take that back. I don't want more women on this platform because y'all shoot a little. Y'all shooting percentage at shooting at me is way too high. Way too high. Like, listen, that's why the battle rappers, when they come on here, they be trying to be all fake charming because they know y'all are snipers. That's why I be trying to tell y'all. I be trying to tell y'all to relax. I be like, yo, I tried to get what's his name back on here. Dre Dennis. Damn, you got all the women be on your platform. I'm like, yeah, I know. We don't deal with a lot of ashy elbow niggas. And then one of y'all said something about him being a little ashy. I ain't never seen Dre Dennis again. Never seen that nigga again. So y'all gotta be more nice to my peoples, man. Except for Emerson Kennedy. Y'all can light Emerson Kennedy up whenever y'all want. But, yeah. But everybody else is cool. But you talk about an ashy elbow nigga. That's Emerson Kennedy. But y'all, everybody else though, all good. All good. Like, what she say? Brother had the knuckles of a two-time felon. Yo, see what I'm saying, Casey? See? You're going to have to see. Y'all standards so high. Shout out to the women. Again, over 65% of my viewership are the ladies. So thank God for that. You know what I'm saying? Man, blessings. Blessings to y'all. Man, I love y'all. Hey, T. T in the building, too. We got T in the building. Mama in the building. Casey in the building. We got Mama Ward. A Ward's mom in the building. This shit's fire. All right. So. He is here. I'm going to give him a proper introduction. You guys get used to him. He will be a household name very, very soon. He got a big matchup coming up against, you know, I help run Bar Wars. So I got to say shout out to Dialing Five Times Bar Wars. You know what I'm saying? All that Ohio and all that, even though I'm from Michigan. But it's going to be on iBattle. It's Turbulence. Go ahead and cop it. iBattleTV.com. It's going to be a live pay-per-view. It's March 30th. I'm really looking forward. I love these type of matchups. Like, y'all can kind of have all the, like, big names that's going to get y'all half a round. I'm into this shit right here. This going to be a slugfest. And this dude been putting in some work, bro. So I got to introduce him properly, man. Welcome to the show for the very first time. My man, his name is Winters, bro. He on the show with us, man. What's good? What's good?
Yo, what's the deal, man? Thank you for having me, my guy. Definitely appreciate it, man.
No, absolutely, absolutely. It's women on this side. It's a women friendly environment. So, uh-huh. Yeah. So I just want you. Yeah. 65% women over here. I don't deal with a lot of ashy elbows and shit like that. So I want you, you know, just make sure you shout out the ladies for supporting the channel.
For sure.
Yeah. So Winters, hey, man. Hey, there you go. There you go. Shout out to y'all in the chat. So listen, I'm familiar with you already because I was watching We Go Hard. I'm still a big We Go Hard supporter. Oh, fire. Yeah, and I was watching you versus Saga, and I felt like I was like, damn, it's something different about him. Like, so, like you first one, your voice, your tone, you don't sound like anyone. So that's already like a one up. But then the way you conduct like your rounds and the way you conduct like how you weaving out of patterns from the like the newer class, they never really do that. It's all one tempo, it's all one cadence. You being from Pittsburgh, correct?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Who were you looking at to like, where did you gain that just that variance and styles and stuff like that? Because I know Pittsburgh outside of Real Deal, I'm familiar with Wreak Havoc as well.
Yeah, for sure.
Outside of those guys, Pittsburgh isn't like a staple fully like a Michigan or New York. Yeah, so who were your influences getting into this?
I mean, I was a fan first. I feel like just like a lot of other people, I was a fan first. So like I watched a lot of earlier Chess. I'm a lot older than him, so it like almost feels weird to say that. But I watched a lot of early Chess. Even like Tech Nine is what even got me into battle rap. So like I look to like it's just some of the older stuff like Chess, Twerk. Even now where I converse with a lot of different guys. So I'm really more so like I get my inspiration from my friends. Like okay. I happen to have friends who, you know, are staples within the culture. So like a lot of my inspiration, a lot of my drive comes from, I can't even really be friends with these guys if I'm not doing the proper things. I can't say that I'm standing next to this man who does this at that level if I'm not putting myself at that level. So it really comes from that, honestly. Yeah, I think that's like the biggest driver for me.
Now I when I hear you do your introductions, I hear you kind of mentioned Upstairs Gang.
Yeah, for sure.
And I've heard, yeah, shout. Who is all in Upstairs Gang? Every time I turn around, I see Upstairs Gang. Like, how many of it, like, is it like, fuck, is it regional? Like, what is going on? Y'all niggas is like the Wu-Tang Clan or some shit. Like, how many?
It's all family. Honestly, okay. that's the crazy part. I've seen a lot of different groups start like within battle rap and just be battle rap groups. We're not that. We started outside of battle rap. I mean, obviously battle rappers, but we started outside of battle rap and kind of brought it to this. So you got it. It's a lot of people from on every different level. From you know Marv, Quest, Steam, Saga to you know myself, Martin Luther Lean, Martyr, SZA, Stephen Haynes. There's a ridiculous list. I could sit here and that would probably take all the time naming everybody who's upstairs.
Fendi with y'all?
Come on, man. Come on, you know it, man. You know we got Damn. You know we got Fendi. Shout we got Fendi. Fendi. We got Miami. It's very literally. Every level of battle rap that you can think of, whatever level that is, at the highest of that specific level. So from up and comers like myself to again the top tier guys, it's the highest level of each, you know, each one of those things. So it's a secret society. If you know, you know.
Yeah. I just see it. I think because you know in Bar Wars we got Troy. You know.
Yeah.
And he reps it fully, and I just like, what the hell? Yeah, what the hell is this, man? I need to delve in and get more into what's going on. But I see it mentioned so much. It just you know I had to get it across the board. The quick answer is you niggas is not upstairs. That's from Ray.
Come on now.
Hey, okay. All right.
That's why I said right. It goes outside of battle rap. Ray don't even battle rap. That's my sister. She don't even, you know what I mean? But it's that. It's a family okay. situation, you know what I mean?
Damn, man. Y'all everywhere. This shit. Yeah. Martin Luther Lean is insane. Clever name. Yeah, shout out to T. She in the building. Melly says, what's up to you? She's from Montreal, Quebec, Canada. So shout out to her. Yeah. Sure. So if you ever, you know, if you ever had the pleasure to, you know, or we have the pleasure of getting you to Bar Wars here in Michigan, you'll probably see Melly at an event because she supports what I do. And she'll drive 8 hours, you know, to come support an event. You know what I'm saying? So I always just ask one thing, you know, if she asks, you know, make sure she get a picture with y'all. She drove away to see y'all. So sure. Flick it up with her. You know what I'm saying?
For sure.
Time to take back to the crib. So,
yeah, for sure.
So yeah, so you, I just gotta ask you. This is like a regionally like potent question because okay. Philly, is different than Pittsburgh by
a lot different.
Yeah,
it's a lot different.
I've always, maybe from a sports standpoint, because I'm a sports junkie, I've always separated Pittsburgh, and it feels more Midwestern to me. Does it feel Midwest to you, or is you like, nah, dog, we East Coast? I need to know that.
It depends on who you ask. I, up until very recently, was like, man, nah, this is the Northeast. We the East. This is what it is. And I said that, and I was in a room full of people that was like, yo, I'm pretty sure y'all are Midwest. So at this point, I don't know. I really don't know. If I had to, like, if I got to pick, I feel like the Northeast doesn't have a lot of representation, I'm gonna go Northeast. If I have to, like, put myself in a region, I'm gonna go there.
I respect it. Here go defensive ass Casey. Don't play with me, Ledge. Listen, I know you from Philly. I love Philly, Casey. You know that.
You know. Hey, that. Look, I ain't got a problem with Philly either. I know people think Philly and Pittsburgh have issues. I don't have any problems with Philly. I mean, I went to a state school. I went to IUP, if you know, Casey. So I got people from Philly. Oh, yeah, man.
Okay. Hey, see, we repping some shit. See, you know about that, Casey? Are you really from Philly? You know what he just said? I'm putting the pressure on her. T say, you know, Casey, I see her. As far as your breakout, because I'm gonna beat Mama's, because we're gonna do Q&A's with the chat, and Mama always asks this question, which is, it should always be asked for people who for those who aren't always familiar with the guests on here. If you had to pinpoint a performance of yours for people to see to get the first great impression of you, what battle would it be?
Saga. I mean, I only have three battles on YouTube. So I think Saga would be, I guess, the best representation of, you know, what I can do, my ability, my skills, and, you know, what I got.
Yeah. Okay. I was going to agree with that, but I didn't want to just, because sometimes it's not really always the name over the, like, your actual quality of your individual performance. So I just wanted to, but no, I agree. I would say, if you guys want to see him, watch him versus the Saga. Do you think, with this battle coming up against Dylan Five Times, who is like, man, he's one of those guys who can punch, like, at a phenomenal clip, do you think what you've done in the past can still be effective against someone like him? Do you feel like you might have to tweak a few things? Or are you feeling like, hey, I'm going to do what brought me to the show in the first place? How do you feel about that going into that battle?
How do you feel about me going into that battle? what do you think about that?
Listen, I'm going to be honest. Stylistically, so he went against a cat named Breezy Will here from Michigan.
I saw it. Yeah, for sure.
It was a really good one-rounder on our platform.
Mm-hmm.
You kind of got some similarities to him, but you're a little more explosive and a little more dynamic personality-wise with just your voice. So I actually think it's really just going to come down to original material. I don't think there's nothing you really have to tweak or change, but I do think the punch count is going to come into play, because he punches at a very frequent rate. And
yeah, for sure. Frequent is subjective. He rapped too slow to do something frequent, but
talk to me.
He does punch. He does punch. I won't take that away from him. It's slow, but when it hits, it hits. I mean, so I respect that for sure.
Yeah. And so you said you've seen the Breezy. So you've been doing, like, are you a homework guy? Like, how much homework do you do on your opponent like that? I'm curious. Man.
It depends, right? Like, I think in this particular situation, I think I did a little more just because I mean, I'm not 100% familiar with him, right? And he's also, like, he's someone who's one of those, like, 6 degrees of separation type things, because I have a couple homies who's, you know, pretty close to him. You know what I mean? So, like, I have to do that extra step to make sure, like, because it comes back home. Like, if I don't do what I do, I got to hear this at home. You know what I mean? So I'm going to make sure that I'm taking them extra steps to, you know, I don't want to hear anything. I don't want to hear you. Y'all seen what happened. Y'all know what it is.
Yeah.
No, so I definitely, I think I did do a little more research than I normally would have.
Yeah, do you? I know. I mean, you can't say it here. Well, first of all, let me go ahead and highlight what Danny just said to you. The big question: are you ready for the bar guy? That's just wow. Damn, Danny.
That's not what you want, man.
That's damn. That just I was off. You, I see what Danny's trying to do. He trying to get you while you just, like, starting out, so he can try to clip you early, because when you get to that level, he ain't got to spin the block. I see he I see what he's trying. Don't fall for it,
Danny. It ain't that, Danny. Don't let that. You know what I mean?
Don't fall for it. We ain't doing that. Shout out to Martin Luther Lean in the building.
My guy, heavy upstairs.
You know what I'm saying? So, but Yeah, he said last show. No, I figured you out. I figured you out, Danny. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, I think this battle is gonna be dope. iBattle is just like it's top five and it ain't five in my opinion, as far as leagues are concerned. What do you anticipate going into that environment where it's just like, so I always hear it's like some of the best atmosphere. When you travel, are you traveling with people or do you prefer to be kind of just solo dolo so you can lock in? Like what are your plans on pulling up?
I mean, I try to bring the gang with me wherever I'm going, right? Because it shows, you know, you bring that crowd with you for promo and, you know, all those different things, right? So I would definitely show up with, I mean, and Lean's also on the card. So shout out to Martin Luther Lean. He's also on the card. So it's going to be some upstairity on that card. It's also going to be, I'm from the Army. We go hard. You know what I mean? So we also got Cassius on the card too. So you got me, Martin Luther Lean, and Cassius on the card. So you got the We Go Hard thing going. You got upstairs. So I'm going to have some support in there regardless. For me, every game is an away game. I haven't really battled in Pittsburgh. Mm. It's only been on We Go Hard. I've been to Virginia Beach for the Crucible. Shout out to me. In Jersey with my last situation. But again, that was We Go Hard. So like, it's always an away game. I mean, so like it I have to kind of come with something.
Mm. I like that answer.
That support is necessary, man. I'm big on that village mindset that it takes a village. So I'll have that support if I can have it.
No, absolutely. Absolutely. Now, I do want to note that he's, you know, he's kind of well-traveled. He's been on with the riot and stuff like that.
Yeah, for sure. I saw that.
So with the experience factor playing in, how focused are you on time? Because these vets, the vets, they're empty a clip. And you might think, oh, I'm playing this safe. I'm just keeping it the time. Like, has there been agreed upon time limit and things
Yeah. We got a time. We were given a time limit. So I mean, I'm a right to that. I'm a right to that for sure. I'm not one of the people that believes you need 5 minutes in a one round or 5 minutes in a three rounder for, you know, for it to make sense. If you can be effective in 2.5 minutes, I'm going with that.
Mm.
So I'm not really tripping off of me or a nigga rapping 5 minutes or, you know, what have you. If you need that 5 minutes, you lost.
Yeah, I agree with that. And is this a one rounder for clarity or is this a three?
No, it's three. It's three.
It's three.
Okay. Yeah, we got three of them things.
Three of them things. Shout out to Marvin Quest in attendance in the building. Shout out,
my guys. More austerity.
Yeah. Oh yeah, they with it too. Shout out. Yeah. I ain't having too many of y'all on the show. I'm gonna be honest with you, man. That's just too much. Then's gonna start looking like I'm biased and things. We ain't doing that. We ain't doing that, fellas.
See, good brother. Here's the thing, bro. It's gonna be difficult at one point. Like very soon, it's gonna be difficult for it to not look biased anywhere because there's a lot of us, and it's only getting to be like it's growing. We're growing at a very quick rate. Like so, it's you're gonna see a lot of austerity everywhere. It doesn't matter where you look. Even if you look at the last bar, we saw there was a compilation of bars from February. We all threw that. It looks like an upstairs thing.
That's the thing. Like, at what point, when is it a cutoff? First, like, and also, what is the criteria? Like, how does one even, like, get initiated? Like, how does this even happen?
So, remember, I said it started as a family. Like, that's it. Real life. You know what I mean? During the pandemic, a lot of us got on Clubhouse. All of us actually got on Clubhouse and kind of just found each other. Just gravitating towards each other from the same, you know, coming from the same, like, having the same interests, you mean the same things like that. It just went from there. I talk to these people every day, literally every day, like more than like people in my, like in my life outside of Clubhouse. You know what I mean? Like, so it's that. Yeah. So it's not like a come here. We want you to be upstairs. It's like, we've done this. And it just kind of translates into, you know, the battle rap arena. Cause we're here. So
that's fair. Again, shout out to a lot of you who are here from the first time, even though y'all from the same city as me, Marvin Quest. Shout out to y'all. But as you can see, I think y'all will probably start putting up more often because it's women-centric here. Again, 65% of my viewers are women. So I know y'all are used to just nothing but nappy afros and shea butter falling off the flakes of elbows of the fellas. But it's different here. It's different here. So I appreciate y'all pulling up. Welcome. But no, that's true, Marcy. I show up to events though. Talk that shit. You do.
That's a fact.
I ain't gonna do that. But Yeah, man, this ain't the Ashy Elbow Alliance, man. It's not mostly women here. Shout out to Mama Ward. Shout out to Mama Ward, always pulling up and doing a great job of keeping the conversation flowing here. Shout out to Melly from Montreal, T from St. Louis. Who else is in here? Casey from Philly, you know, and I don't think she beefing with Pittsburgh. I think she got love for Pittsburgh too. So y'all good, man. Is there any new talent like over there? Like, is it just you, or were you a part of some like a league that maybe people didn't know from Pittsburgh and things like that? Like, what's going on in that scene? Like, for somebody like you to come up out of that and like start to make a name for yourself.
So I didn't actually even start in Pittsburgh. I'm a rep Pittsburgh everywhere I go because that's where I'm from. It's the home team. But I actually didn't start here. I started at We Go Hard. I actually started on Clubhouse. My friends kind of talked me into doing one of those virtual battles. You know, the same way they do on Spaces, where they have the different cars on Spaces. We were doing that on Clubhouse. I mean, so I got I was doing music before I got into battle rap. I do R&B, I rap. I mean, so that it translated from that into yo battle one time. And I did it, and I was like, I kind of like this. And then again, I'm talking to, you know, people who are within the culture daily on all different levels. I mean, so it almost becomes like a, you're not going to keep doing this without me. Because, like, I can do this. Mm-hmm. So, it you know, just kind of picking up those reps and people believing in me, honestly. Like, those names believing in me. Like, my first battle was, because I only had 5 battles so far. My first battle was nickel-plated. He doesn't rap anymore. I'm not gonna say that's my fault, but it probably was.
You're trying to imply slightly. I heard.
Yeah, that. I mean, that's just kind of what it was. And then yeah. I'm not sure if you're familiar with Our Future, but no, my second battle was Mike G for Our Future.
The Mike G battle, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, so like, I got that from, you know, doing what I did on Clubhouse. People seeing what I can do, kind of how I put things together. Like, yo, let's see if you can do this in person. Yeah. So getting that opportunity was huge for me. And again, that's when We Go Hard. So the twofer. And then going from that to Saga, you know, taking that leap of faith, like, yo, I mean, I see what you can do. I called him out, and he was like, yo, don't, this is, you be sure if this is what you, I need you to be clear. If this is what you want, because I'm gonna do this how I do this. So, you know, he saw that potential in me, and we did. So I just kind of had with those opportunities, I haven't really had to kind of do the start from home and like the get it out the mud thing. It's definitely still, I'm still grinding for sure, but it's a different grind.
I got you. Now, so this battle, like I said, it's going to be, you know, I got the graphic again. I'll show it for those who might not know what's going on. He's battling Dylan 5 times, one of the like most creative punchers in the game right now, representing Cleveland, representing our league, Bar Wars, also representing the camp out in Ohio. And so it's going, I feel like it's probably going to be one of the top 3 battles on that card, like probably easily, in my opinion. Now it's going to be live stream, and it's something about the live stream effect that hits different. Like, I know big like media outlets or Twitter like handles such as All Battles and Let's Talk Battle Rap. When it's a live stream and somebody's going crazy, like you get the instant clips of whatever was the highlight of the thing. When you're writing. And this is going to be your first time being live streamed, I would imagine. I don't believe Saga was like live stream, was it? I believe. So
The Crucible was, but
yeah. Well, yeah, that's a little. But yeah, as far as like an actual, you know, joint here, is that, does that come into your mind like more performative based? Something that like I'm thinking about going, because a lot of people tell you like I'm trying to go viral with this one and shit like that. Does that ever come into play? Does that change the dynamic of what you trying to do with this performance? Or you're cool, you're comfortable with like on the playback they'll see what's going on, you know what I'm saying?
Man, I didn't think about it until just now, but I don't think so. I don't think that would, like, because I'm a naturally charismatic person, right? Like even in my conversation, like I talk with my hands, I'm doing a lot of moving. So like that translates into my performance naturally. Like there might be, so I guess when it comes down to performance, there might be a few moves that I like, oh, I got it. Like on this specific bar, I want to make sure I do this. But like, that's maybe 1 or 2 times out of an entire battle. For the most part, it's all natural. I'm not really too concerned about the whether it's live streamed or not, because it's going to be I'm going to do the same thing regardless.
Okay. Okay,
like that's not going to change the material that I came there with. That's not going to change how I present it. So,
Yeah. I think that, I don't know, and I'm not speaking for you, but I just know some people, when you talk about the difference between maybe a pit style and a stage, though, like, because, you know, that might, you might change things to get more performative in that aspect. I got a question from the chat to Neil, my homegirl T from St. Louis. Who, three battle rappers he believe he is ready to battle next? Who do you think you're ready for?
Ready?
That's a good question, T.
I mean, I just battled Saga, and that, like, respectfully, he's one of the most dangerous that there's out right now. And he's been that for quite some time. So, I mean, there's not too many people that I don't think that I would be able to rise to the occasion for. Danny, hey, nigga.
yeah, while you here, Danny.
You in here. You know? Steams is big, bro. You know, you said it right now, so no, I'm not gonna do that because I don't want to do that right now. That's terrifying right now. I'm not gonna lie to you. I genuinely don't know. There's nothing I would turn down. But I'm not necessarily like chasing anything right now. I think that because of how I started, I'm just trying to find some footing that makes sense.
Okay. I like that.
Yeah, but Danny, yeah. Hey nigga.
Yeah, he in here. Somebody asked Danny. Yeah, he was in here. He was in here. He talked to him. He didn't bring Danny name up. Danny started talking.
Danny started this.
Yeah, Danny started this. Now he gonna try to get all quiet. Like, I don't know, he's still in here. You know what I'm saying? You can't escape, man. The bar guy. Hey, listen, I don't know about that. You gotta holler at winners now. I don't know. You gotta prove it, man.
You started it, dog.
Yeah, you can't be resting on your old nostalgia. That shit is gone. This Will P, bro. Oh, what up, Will? Y'all got different. Yo, Will is my Will is my homie.
More upstairs, man.
You with y'all too? This shit crazy.
I told you, bro. You can't escape it, man. It's gonna be that for a while.
This shit is crazy. Everybody but me, man. I'm just this shit crazy. the whole state of Michigan, except for me, is with y'all niggas. That shit, I feel the way about that. I ain't gonna lie. I see all y'all niggas at the Bar Wars events too. I got smoke for y'all, dog.
I'm trying to get over there too.
Bar Wars, we here.
Trying to get over there, bro.
Say less. We got cards coming up, man. Right now, some of our heavy hitters are doing their thing. You got King and Stack Boy in the Trenches tournament right now, and things like that. So. But no, we definitely can make that happen. I'm thinking of matchups as I'm thinking about, like I said, I saw your Saga performance. The Mike G one, I definitely saw that. And I was like, okay, yeah, I see what they're doing over there. So, yeah, I've been paying attention. And that's why I love this battle so much, because I feel like you ain't saying you Northeast, nigga. You Midwest to me, for God damn it. You Midwest. You can be Mid-East or something.
Mid-East is crazy.
You know what I'm saying? But I'm like, damn, like, it's two, you know, cats from the Midwest that's are very close to, like, breaking that ceiling to, like, really taking over and being the new wave and shit like that. So yeah, that's when I look at this. Quest said Winters versus King. Hey.
It can get like that. I don't know if you're ready right now.
I don't know. I like Winters versus Joey. Joey nice for sure. Listen, I gotta see what he do versus Dylan. We gotta see what he do versus Dylan, man. Because
we gonna pull up the show.
I think. I expect that. I expect that to be one of the ones. I got some more questions, actually. My question to you, what is something that you feel like you haven't unlocked yet that you need to unlock as a battle rapper? Like, is there, like, because I know, speaking of King, I was talking to King. He be hitting me up out the trenches. He's like, man, I need to unlock my ability to rebuttal and stuff like that. Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And, you know, somebody's like, I want to punch more. I want to be able to be more of an effective chain puncher. Is there anything you feel like I can do this? I just need to unlock it.
I mean, there's a lot of stuff that I haven't, like, I'm still new here. I mean, so there's a lot of different stuff that I haven't necessarily, like, figured out the formula to, that I, you know, try to play around with. Like, even, like, simple stuff, like putting together, you know, punchlines. Like, it's the way that I write. I put punchlines in there for sure, but the way that I write is I could definitely, you know, implement some more. I feel like my performance could be a little more controlled. Rebuttaling for sure. I definitely feel like rebuttaling is like a superpower. So if I can get that, that's like like an infinity stone almost.
Nice.
Yeah, for sure. But there's definitely like I'm not too above like thinking that I have different things that I can grow in. So I'm still very, very nice, but like there's definitely a lot that I can learn for sure. There's a list, a laundry list of stuff. Just again, because I just got here, so like there's just stuff that I'm not going to figure out without having the experience of going through stuff. I mean, one of my biggest things is you don't know shit till you go through shit. So
I love that. That's pretty simple, but actually, like, there's no more of an accurate statement than that. Yeah, that's a fact. Thank you, T said Mama had a question, and I put the question on the screen. Are there any routine preparations you practice leading up to a battle? Example, like listening to certain music or walks in the park, anything like that. That was, I don't know, I'm pretty sure it ain't walk in the park, but music, that's I don't know. Like, yeah, do you got a routine? You got like a little ritual?
I don't feel crazy, but I always have to smoke before I write, and I always like I have to sit down and like set aside the time to write. I feel like those are like probably the best times that I get my best ideas across. Cause like a lot of beforehand, I would just like, I just thought of a bar, let me do this, and then I like go from there. But like I have a million other things to do where I'm just not paying attention. So like if I set aside the time to write and I'm really like putting stuff down, if I can get something out, then I can kind of build on that. So I'm terrible with time. So that might sound simple, but for me, setting aside that time is a big thing.
Yeah. Are you not one of these last minute writers, are you?
Man, that's such a weird question, right? Because a little bit for sure. Okay. Like I like not on purpose though. It's not on purpose, but definitely a little bit.
When I say last minute, I'm talking about like the day of, like still writing shit the day of.
Like tweaking for sure.
Tweaking, yeah. Tweaking I'm talking for sure. about literally adding new material though. You're not doing that.
I've done it and I didn't get it out. So it doesn't work for me. Okay. Yeah, I've done it and I didn't get to it at all. So.
Okay. But yeah. I see a question. Mama walking the park. Yeah. Yeah. Hey, you never know. You never know how people get their material, man. You never know. Shit. Like a lot of my ideas for the show came by chilling at the park with my dog. Shout out to Oki, my chocolate lab. But anyway, that was random. But yeah, somebody wanted to know. I thought I missed another question. I see another question up there. I'm scrolling. Mama Ward said anyone. Oh, yeah. Oh, that was in reference to when you said, when I asked you about three battle rappers, like, did you want to smoke with? You're open to battling anyone at this point.
Not anyone that makes sense.
Anyone that makes sense. I was just going to say, at what point do you think that's going to hit you, though, where it's like, okay, I got to be, like, ultra selective? Like, when do you feel like it's going to take a certain name or more so of a certain performance on a certain platform to where you'd be like, okay, this is the tier on like top tiers only for me, or this like where are you thinking about with that as far as once I hit this level, I'm done like with giving people shots or battling people who don't really have a resume that's quite like mine?
Yeah. I've tried to be pretty selective even now just because of like how I started again, you know, we talked about earlier. So I've tried to like it's been kind of a calculated path so far. With even starting at We Go Hard to, you know, again, doing the Crucible and then getting the opportunity to go from there to iBattle. So touching those top platforms. So they like making sense like that. Mm. Like if it's a higher name on like a, you know, a lower platform, no disrespect to anyone's platform, but if it's like a higher name on, you know, a lesser known platform, then, you know, that might make sense. Or if it's, you know, someone who might not have the same resume as me on, you know, one of the bigger platforms that I might not have touched yet, then, you know, that might make sense. So it's just stuff like that.
Yeah, no, that's, I see somebody. God damn, who is this? Rashi Blanco upstairs, A-Team.
What up, Blanco? It's the A-Team.
Is she a battle rapper or just
No. Blanco is an amazing rapper herself, but she's not a battle rapper.
Oh, okay, shout out to Blanco. All right,
the upstairs, A-Team.
I was about to say, you know what I'm saying? I ain't messing with Fendi. You know, she dangerous. But anybody else can get it. You know what I'm saying? Any other ladies that's a part of Upstairs Gang that's battle rappers, you know, we got a league, you know, that does ladies first, you know, January the 1st, the top of every year. You know, we just had Lady Caution come out here against Seabree. You know what I'm saying?
Miss Miami's upstairs.
I ain't messing with her. I'm gonna let the dust settle before we read. We had an unproblematic two or three years run here. We're gonna try to keep the tradition must continue. Hey, listen, I don't know the leagues that be having that. Listen, I love my venue that I acquired for us. I love it. I love that. I don't want to lose that for nobody. I love it. You talking about two clean ass bathrooms. I'm talking about we got hibachi chefs and shit like that. Like, I love our layout, bro. Love it. I'm gonna tag you to it. Shout out to Miles over there in Southfield, Michigan, man. I love my venue. No. Hey, one thing y'all gonna know about me, I'm extremely transparent. That's why I'm not a league owner. I'm not a league owner. I help run a league, but I'm not a league owner. League owners gotta be politically correct at all times. Me, I'm media first, so I'm gonna probably just say some shit I probably shouldn't have said.
I shouldn't have said that.
Yeah, okay, they be talking to the wrong one. You know, the wrong one. They don't let the glasses fool you. It's still West Side Detroit, this motherfucker, man. Don't let none of that shit get to you. But
nigga, I wear glasses too, so I'm right there with you.
Yeah, man, they be getting me fucked up sometimes. Like, yeah, I got a nice little vocabulary, but I'm still from where I'm from.
Come on, man.
Speaking of women, when do you feel like are you comfortable? Or you feel like you'll ever be comfortable battling a woman?
What? Come on, man.
Some dudes ain't comfortable about it. They said it. Like, I ain't really like that. You know, I got.
And I would do that so differently. What? Ooh,
You'll do that differently.
I would do that differently. It would. Ooh, wee. Ooh, that would get different. It would get different. And not on that, but it would just get different. It would get different. You know what I mean? Like, it, yeah. Yeah. Mm. I want to do that.
Sure. Oh, man. Are you familiar with Seabree?
Yeah, for sure.
All right. I'm just saying. All right. Keep that back here. You say you a battle woman. Okay. Y'all see his expression though? He sounded like he was really with the shits when I said action.
Hell yeah.
All right, man. We're gonna find out, man. Shout out to Mike G in the building.
Just
talking about
your austerity.
With y'all battle, that's what happened. Oh man,
more austerity, man. It's just gonna keep happening. I told you.
this shit look like when NWO formed, man. It's some crazy shit right now. It's some wild shit, man. So, but yeah, he said he's willing to battle women. So, you know, all you ladies that's in the chat, from Mama T, Casey, you know, shout out to Gina who's not here but usually here, Melly. Y'all reach out to the ladies. Tell, you know, when they be like, yo, I want smoke, tag Winters. And let them know your socials, by the way. It's very important so people can follow you.
So Twitter is @_Winters, I think, WNTRS. And then Instagram is @WNTRS_.
There you go. And before we get out, I do want to ask you like a few last parting questions. With this battle against Dotline, what is for people who's going to be watching? Because I do have new fans that are so like tunnel vision, like they only watch iBattle, like it's a cult for real. I know they call themselves that.
Yeah.
So for those people who are going to be watching you for the first time and aren't familiar with your We Go Hard work, what can they expect when they see you going against Dotline March 30th?
Expect a show. Expect to have that fun. Mm-hmm. Expect to be entertained. Expect to hear some shit you've never heard before. Expect to see something different. It's a lot of we're in an era where a lot of the same thing is passing, and I'm not that. So expect to see something different. Expect to a breath of fresh air. That's mm-hmm. what this is. That's what this will be.
Hey, I can co-sign that, you know, for the people who value my word here. I can co-sign that. That's, you know, one of the reasons why I interviewed him when I was like, oh, Winters, this Winters? Yeah, I said it. He caught me because he was unique. His game wasn't the same as everybody. He wasn't, like, choppy with the breakdown of the setup, stop, breathe, and then hit you. It was very unique and organic to him. And if y'all trust my word, when I told y'all about King, when I told y'all about Dylan, when I told y'all about Mr. Biscuit over in the West, I told y'all, ooh, that'll be you and Mr. Biscuit. You and Mr. Biscuit. I just thought about that. That was random. You and Mr. Biscuit.
That'll get dark for him.
I don't know about that one, dog. All right, listen, I know I'm supposed to be. No, I don't know about that one, homie.
That'll get dark for him, dog.
Hey, Quest, you stop saying names. You stop putting names in the chat.
Put Mr. Biscuit.
I don't know, bro. Mr. Biscuit. I think a lot of people are scared to battle him. I don't know. Okay. All right. Mr. Biscuit could get crazy.
Yeah, he can get dark for sure.
Yeah, he said, only up from here, Tay Rock next. Y'all. Hey, listen, I know these your homies. Don't let them do this. Don't let them listen. See, that's what I'm saying. I'm glad you're here, because I'm like the voice of reason that's gonna pull the reins back a little bit. Oh, I see this shit going on in the chat, and I'm fearing for you now. Let's relax. You know what I'm saying? Mike G, my dog. We ain't doing that. Listen, man. Y'all tell you, listen, but I am looking forward to this matchup, man. Shout out to Lex. Shout out to iBattle for putting this together. Shout out to you too, man, for being consistent and getting this look, getting this shot. Please take this and knock it out the park so we can see more of you guys in these type of matchups and elevating and doing all of that. Just curious, do you do music outside of battle rap?
Yeah, I do. I do. So I do R&B, 469 out now on all platforms, WNTRS period.
You on Spotify?
Yep, all platforms.
Oh, my nigga, dude. I love hip hop, but I love R&B way. Nigga, we should have started off the show with this.
Fuck with me. Come on, bro. You gotta fuck with me.
No, he ain't going nowhere. Hold on, wait. who you fuck with in R&B? Like, who are some of your influences?
Oh,
like,
shit.
We about to really talk now. You should have never told me this.
I grew up with my mom. So like, and my dad actually did R&B. So a lot of my dad, my dad is one of my biggest influences. He's actually the reason I started. We had a conversation one day, and he basically yelled at me for sitting next to him and not being off somewhere doing what I'm supposed to be doing. So not the next day, but that weekend I went to the studio, and from there it's just been, you know, trying to figure it out. But so my pops, Joe, Tyrese, Avant, Trey Songz before he became a weirdo.
Yeah.
Even like Lloyd, I was heavy on the weekend. So like there's a lot of like older and newer influences. And then just even like, I haven't really listened to a lot of music now just because of where I've been, where I've been in my life. But there's a lot of stuff I've heard that I like, I just couldn't put a name on it. But
Nice. I'm about to check your shit out instantly. Real shit.
I appreciate that, bro.
Because if it's good, it hits my playlist. And when it hits my playlist, that's a prestigious honor, because my playlist ain't got nothing. But I used to do music night, you know, when I was on caffeine. Can't do it here, obviously, but I've got niggas about to paint because my playlist is that immaculate. my playlist is that immaculate. Anybody want R&B versus Smoke with me? And I'm talking about not the easy singles and shit that everybody know. I'm talking about like, damn, who the fuck is this and what's that? That's me. I'm a dig in the crate.
I got a couple homies that might give you that smoke, dog. I ain't gonna lie to you.
Set it up. All I gotta do is just hit up some Kevin Ross, some niggas like niggas don't even know who that is. Tone Stiff, like I'm getting niggas up out the paint easily. Are you familiar with those names that I just said?
I know Kevin Ross, yeah. Tone Stiff, I've never heard, but Kevin Ross, I've heard.
Oh, see what I'm saying? Like that was just off.
You got me.
I'm off the hip, bro. I'm off the hip. That R&B shit.
What's up?
Yeah, no, that's a fact. Yeah, look, mama can co-sign that. I does this. We ain't playing. Dog, I could have, we could have did, man, fuck bad rap. We could have did a whole segment on R&B. You know what I'm saying? But no, man, no, this was really, really dope, man. I appreciate you. You definitely got, you know, with this upstairs shit, y'all, you got tons of support. You got tons of people. And I will say, you know, with Marv Quest and so many other people that I'm familiar with, that's with y'all, Will P, my dog, you got really great people outside of battle rap supporting you. So, like, that's more important than what you do, you know, in these, on these platforms and on these stages. So that's just good to see, you know what I'm saying, that you got that type of backing and love. So I appreciate you, brother. We going to have you on here, you know what I'm saying, unless you get 30. You get 30, I ain't talking to you. But if you you definitely, listen, this platform, welcome to it, you know, and now you're a part of it. So appreciate you, man, for real, man.
Hey, man, thank you for having me, bro. I really appreciate the opportunity, man. Love it here. And the women part is really, really fire. So hey, y'all again.
Yep.
But no, man, definitely appreciate the opportunity, bro, for sure. Love it. I mean, I'm here. Yeah, man.
All right, man. That was Winters again. Y'all see this, Winters versus Dialine 5 times, March 30th. I Battle, man, presents Turbulence, man. Shout out to them. Shout out to everybody over there that's doing shit. I'm pretty sure Paul, I'm guess, is going to be shooting, or Anderson Burris, one of them is going to be shooting. They do amazing work. So the camera footage is going to look crazy. Like, it's going to look first class. So if the bars match what the camera look like, that, y'all about to be
it's gonna
for
be
a
that.
Treat.
It's going to be that for sure. It's going to be that for sure.
All right, appreciate y'all, man. To all the ladies in the chat, to all the fellas pulling up, thank you for y'all time, and y'all have a good one. Peace out.